Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dr. Cherry on the Cosmic Card Radio Show on the BBS Network. And yes, it is Thursday again. I don't know if you are like me, but it seems like days are flying by, literally. Is that because I have a crazy life and I have to deal with so many things every day? Writing, talking, teaching, consultation, and taking care of my own life, and my extension, and my dogs, and my cat, and my boat. Oh my God. Crazy life. Anyway, Mike is a good friend of mine and is a volunteer. And each time I make a newsletter, it just goes everywhere and post it. And he went to my good friend David Icke, which will be with us in Phoenix, by the way, on October the 17th. And he posted my newsletter. And always you will have people that will miss my entire message and will stumble on the area which they happen to be themselves suffering so much. And he told me some other people are wondering if you're a cult leader because you're kind of demanding money. And oh my gosh. So I always tell him, whatever it is, don't engage in war. Don't try to deal intelligently with people, lower instinct, insecurity, or jealousy, because what you're going to do is to bring a big mess, and we don't need that. And, of course, he said no, but he did. He's very protective, and he just gave him a piece of his mind. Just saying the truth that... you know what? Dr. Cherry is working night and day, 24/7. When is the last time you have been writing and offering predictions and guidance and doing free radio shows? When is the last time you've done that? I believe that's what he said. And I don't know. It's amazing. It amazes me that people lower instinct and insecurity has to show in response to a newsletter that reflects a very, very deep experience that I had with one of my best friends losing his girlfriend. You know, this guy is a really... I know him for years. And he called me totally desperate, saying to me that, you know, he lost his girlfriend many, many years together, and she died, apparently, from what the hospital said, she died of lung complications. And of course, I did her stars, and I realized that UCI, Unique Celestial Identity, does not do too well with any form of drugs. And she was born, she was a Virgo like Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was born in August. It was his sun sign in Leo. And it was the first month, his soul was proposing in Leo, the king of the zodiac, the stage. But his sun was in Virgo. And anytime you have a Virgo energy, you're prone to die of a violent death or a sudden death. And Virgo is the sign of health and homeopathic natural healing, which indeed have a very, very serious problem with any form of chemicals. So basically what happened, the hospital and the doctors gave her some medication, and again and again, she drowned on her own fluids and died. So I explained a bunch of things that would help him to understand what was going on, to help him to heal a little bit faster, and bring closure to such a dramatic moment in his life. Quite interesting. So when you have such a deep message to convey to people, and you have some jerks in England out there that suffer financially and miss my entire message and accuse me of being a cult leader looking for money. It's just weird. And that's the people that David Icke, my friend, and I have to deal with. People who, I don't know, young souls. Let's call them young souls, innocent souls, angry souls, who cruise the internet instead of getting an education or perceiving a message that could help them to create their own American dream like I did. But well, that's life. What can we do? Now, tonight I want to elaborate a little bit on spells and witchcrafts and voodoo, because the idea came to me with this guy who gave me a call from New York, and he says, "Hey, Dr. Cherry, I'm totally crazy in love with this young girl, and gosh, I'll do anything to get close to her." And he says, "Is there any way you can help me? I'm willing to pay anything to get close to her." So, well, I told him, "Okay, well, give me the numbers, which obviously are the date of birth of the people, the party interested, so to speak, and then from there, kick in my my super fast program." Astrological, astropsychology program, and from there I was able to read both himself and that little girl, UCI, and what was the attraction or the rejections for that matter. And I set up the meeting for the next day, that was yesterday. And I decided to talk a little bit about it because, you know, it happens quite a lot. People are desperate. And they'll try anything to get what they want. And to use spells to get something is acceptable, providing you do it in a way that you and your client is safe. But you have to remember, forcing your will upon someone else is against the law. Now, there are people out there who couldn't care less about any form of laws, and they'll do anything. They'll buy it, they'll play with it, they'll use or abuse the system, they'll get what they want, and then some of them become criminals. But always at the end, there is karma. So first let's talk about talismans. And I can only give you little stories that happened to me so that will help you to assimilate my message to you. And of course, if you have any question, you can always call me. Everything in life is about vibration. It's all about energy, period. And those energies are in constant battle. Positive, negative, up and down, black and white, front to back. Male, female, the yin and yang. And the ultimate God and devil. And I always say to them, if God is that powerful, what the hell did he create the devil for? Maybe because he needs it. That's where it comes down to it. Yes, life cannot be with perfect opposites. And as a human being, you are symmetrical. You have two eyes, two arms, two legs, two feet, and you balance on those two energies. Physically and spiritually, you are symmetrical. Now, there is such a thing as unbalanced. Well, let's say you got a war, and you stumble on a mine, you lose your leg. You know, you have to find means to find someone to get you a new leg so you can go back with your life, okay, and get your balance again. That's things that can be done. Now you lose one eye, it's going to be a bit of a problem here. Okay, that's a very different situation. Science has not yet be able to handle such a complexity and fix your eyes. Now, it can happen to any of your limbs. You can always fix that. But there are things that cannot be fixed. So let's say, for example, in your chart or your UCI, you happen to be born with a very weak Venus. And we all know that. I mean, I hope you do. And if you don't, well, that's why I'm here for, to educate you on the cosmic code and the planets and the stars. Venus rules love. If you have a weak Venus in your chart, you ain't going to be too magnetic. And if you don't have a good Venus or badly aspected Venus, then you're going to be repellent. Which means, you know, you're going to end up like this guy a few weeks ago killed 5 women. Regardless of the amount of time, effort, and money, and movies, he was so negative in his own thinking process. He did not know that the future is the reincarnation of the thought. He had no idea of the creative force of his subconscious. And he was being constantly negative and feeding evil to the point where evil took him away. So he made himself a target to the negative force. How can you love somebody if you don't love yourself? Now, this guy was extraordinarily critical. He had a very weak Venus, but he was also born with a tremendous, tremendous Virgo energy. The puritanical, the cleaner, the cleansing, the critical, the extraordinarily fussy, picky, critical type of energy you get within the world of Virgo, to the point where it emanciated him from the seat of attraction between human beings, where criticism replaced love, forgiveness, understanding, and compassion. So he demagnetized himself to the point where he took his revenge, killed every pretty girl out there, and shoot his head off. Again, don't expect any psychologist or traditionally educated psychiatrist to understand such a phenomenon, because none of these educated guys possess cosmic consciousness. And without cosmic consciousness, there is no way for anyone to understand what it means to be human. Period. Now, let's go back to that Venus. Let's say this guy come and see me. First of all, I would see immediately where the problem is, and I would say, look, you've got to stop being fussy, picky, and critical, because you are a Virgo, which is the sign of the Virgin Mary, the sign of puritanical energy, the sign of perfection, the sign of chastity. And that energy is so critical that you would never, never in million years be able to attract somebody in such energy, because nobody is good enough for you. That's what it comes down to. So I would say to him, be more compassionate, stop being critical, change your thinking process, okay, and remagnetize yourself in the process. Meantime, if this guy, and he did, was so negative and so critical about women, and jealous because some of these writings on his blog mentioning him, he was pretty upset about some of this pretty white girl making up with black guys. He was a racist. This doesn't help. And this is what the overcritical Virgo energy produces. It produces racist. Now, I would have said to him, once you have set up your mind to be more accepting, then the negative aura surrounding you won't act as a barrier, as a thick wall, an impenetrable wall. It's impossible to go through this wall unless you stop building it. Then to encourage him, to give him more magnetism, I would give what was missing in his UCI, and that is the energy of Venus. Venus is the goddess of love and beauty in Greek mythology. Venus in a female chart represents the type of love a woman is able to offer to a man. And again, remember, you have 12 signs of the zodiac. That means you have 12 different ways to love a man. Not to forget the trillions of aspects that make the situation even more complicated. And again, unless you are an astral psychologist and understand the dynamics of my methodology, you're going to have a problem to relate to me. So I have to kind of avoid all the complicated information and get straight to the point. So Venus vibrates at a certain level, and Venus the metal for Venus is copper. Now you're going to say to yourself, what the hell is Dr. Cherry talking about? What's the correlation between Venus and copper? Well, Let me tell you something. Have you seen a very beautiful girl on the beach? Now you have two very beautiful girls walking towards yourself, towards you, and you're zipping on a cocktail under the exotic sun. There you are. And both of these girls are extraordinarily gorgeous. I mean, really pretty, all right? But one is as white as can be, and the other one as the copper tan. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. I'm sure you understand that lots of people will do all they can to get this brown tan copper because it is so magnetic, and it's a reflection of the planet Venus that brings magnetism and beauty into play and making the seat of attraction literally impossible to battle with. That's why some people fall in love first sight when there is so much energy. Now, you have to understand also, if you stuff yourself with sausages and hamburger all day long, bye-bye your magnetism, you're going to turn yourself into that sausages or into that bull. What I'm trying to tell you have to be decent. You are what you eat. Look at a child. A child doesn't eat all that stuff. Milk, apple, carrots, green. Hey, maybe you should think of behaving like a child again. You know, emotionally, spiritually, and on all the habits of a child. And chances are you're going to raise quite a lot of vibration. And there is so many means of getting that energy. Then if you're a wizard like me, and if you have supreme wisdom, then you're going to find when Venus is rising, or when she's very strong in that person's chart, and you are going to melt copper under the form of a heart. And you're going to do this as Venus is rising, so you impregnate the metal with the energy of Venus rising, which happens to be missing in the chart of your client. Now, how do I know? How do I know? Because I did it so many times. And I was in England, I remember, and my friend was pretty upset at me. He says, "Louis, no point of me going out with you." And I said, "Why?" He says, "Because all the girls are evolving around you like bees and jam." He says, "This is insane, you know." And he was a good friend of mine, but, you know, he was insecure. He liked to go out with me because, you know, all the birds, all the girls were around me. But he's the one who used to go home alone, and I'm taking the girls. So it created a conflict, and I was young, and I'm French, I'm smart, and I'm not ugly, okay? And I'm also very shy and very modest, all right? That's... Anyway, but I'm trying to tell you that I said, "Look, I'm going to help you because I really like you, my friend." And I made him the talisman. Oh my God, did that thing work for him? Oh my gosh, he thought I was his God after that. So what I'm trying to tell you here, there is the celestial family involve 10 planets, including the sun and the moon, which are luminary, but we call them planets. Okay? If you're missing one energy, there is many ways to bring it to you. Not just with talisman, good habit, good eating habit and exercise, but also by stuffing yourself with prana. The oxygen you breathe is also loaded with trillions and billions of tiny little spirits you don't see. You don't even acknowledge or know they are around you. It's in the parallel world. There is trillions of worlds. There is trillions of you operating at the same time in a different level. And you will never be able to conceive it, to accept it, to understand it. Because you've got to be, in order to do so, you have to be able to enter the archetypal realm of consciousness. And you have to have some education in metaphysics. Which, sad enough, many of you don't have. But luckily enough, have me, so that I can teach you, or at least approach the topic and the subject with you. And again, if you want to challenge me, or if you have your own little problem, hey, call the number, and I'll tell you what's the energy that you'll need in order for you to get maybe more wealth, more health, more love, more sex, more luck. Name it. Knowledge is power. Ignorance is evil. So ultimately, you are manipulating the physical forces in order to bring about the result that you desire. So when you're doing it on your own and you work hard to raise your magnetism through breathing exercise, through proper eating habits, through the understanding of the creative forces of your subconscious and nurturing the magic phrase that the future is nothing else than the reincarnation of your thought, by avoiding feeding evil with fears, anger, jealousy, guilt, name it, then naturally you're going to raise your vibration. Have you ever been around someone which is undergoing some serious stress? That person can barely function. Most of the time, this person cannot sleep, cannot eat, and cannot work because that person is so negative that evil is consuming the soul alive, so to speak, and make that person very vulnerable to any infectious organism that could lead him to serious disease and even death, for that matter. Yes, he goes that way. Okay? Have you ever walked near someone and all of a sudden felt a terrible energy? These people are robots walking around you. They are constantly negative. They're trying so hard to battle the bad energy that makes their life misery without success because they don't know how. Then they become anger, upset. They don't trust anyone or anybody. Their energy is so repellent. There ain't no way will you ever get close to that person. And again, in extreme case, if you just joined the show, this crazy guy a week ago killed 5 women in an exercise center because he could not find love or being appreciated by any female. He took his revenge. Now, don't be fooled. There's millions of people that feel that way every single day. And now and then you have a lunatic lose his stop and kill. Whoa, wait a minute here. It's sad because when you look at it, once upon a time, this crazy lunatic was a child. He was an innocent child talking to his mother and smiling and being happy. What went wrong along the way? What went wrong along the way? Is that our system, our religious system, that promote and induce fears? Is it the elites of our education not being able to understand that there is more than science and their numbers and what the eye can see? I don't know. I can tell you one thing. He is a victim of our current society. He is a victim of a world which is so dysfunctional. It's insane. And again, when I post in my newsletter and I request you to help me so I can get on bigger radio station, on television, with your sponsorship, maybe you'll understand that my message is real and deserve to be heard by many, many more people so we can start to reintegrate in our college or university the type of information that would avoid a child to turn into this lunatic killer. And the ladies that dies could have been your mother, your sister, your girlfriend, for God's sake. So why don't you understand the importance of my message? Well, I guess that's how it is. Oh yes, you tell me, Dr. Turi, why don't you use your own power to bring money? The only problem is, I could do that. I can use all my talent and win the lottery. But if I did, I would say goodbye to all of you because I'm already so exhausted, so tired, so fed up with so much ignorance. And I know karma will get to me because you're not supposed to use metaphysics for selfish gain. So I'm giving to you, and you're supposed to give it back to me. You know, since I started writing my Free Dragon newsletters years ago, and still writing non-stop, I'm feeding so many people for little or no reward at all. But I believe in karma. And this is why I'm still here. And this is why I'm enjoying the best of the best that life can offer me with. But the universe, for some reason, is stopping me doing my best until you, on the receiving end, finally realize who I am and what I have to offer you, and help me to get this message for the children of your honored children and for the well-being of this world. Until you make a move, I can only talk selfishly to you. Well, let's talk about fame. There's a lot of people out there who have great gifts. Music, acting, dancing, God knows what. They have an incredible creative UCI. And regardless of all that they did so far, they're going nowhere. What's the problem? Well, first of all, there are universal laws that need to be understood, respected, and applied. Why do you think people go on holiday after the full moon and the plane end up in the middle of the ocean? Why do you think people planning a wedding or a trip to the Grand Canyon just to lose their 5-year-old little girl who jump over the ridge and die? Why? I can give you millions, billions of senseless acts that have cost the life of so many people just because they do not understand, know, or respect the most simplistic laws of all, the laws of the moon, or the universal laws of the moon. Incidentally, my book, Moon Power, costs literally nothing. You can download it for $12. As all that you need in order to respect, learn, and master, and use this law accordingly. But is $12 worth your life? Is $12 worth a wisdom that is literally impeccable, irreproachable, priceless, rare? But when I am the only one who can perceive that, I guess that's where the problem is. Well, if you go to my website and you look at the endorsement or read, I stopped collecting them for years now, maybe that will give you an idea that my voice should be heard and my message taken seriously. Now let's say you want to become famous. The first thing you got to do is to make sure that you have a star pattern that predisposed you for fame. For if it does not, and your tail of the dragon is on the wrong air sign, in the wrong house, regardless of the amount of money, effort, or education on that particular specific area, you will never succeed. And if you do, because your will or the path of God is stronger than the stars, chances are you're going to go through hell, and the dragon might very well take your life. Again, you know, it took me 35 years to understand the dragon, to master the dragon, to explain the dragon in every sign and every houses. Then I went through the incredible, arduous work of finding out all the criminals of all the famous people, how and why they made it so big or so bad because of the dragon. Now, It took me many years to write this 525-page book called The Power of the Dragon. And I'm constantly referring to the dragon. But if the essence of curiosity is not there from the receiving end, you ain't going to find out what the dragon can do for you or against you, for that matter. And that, again, is where the problem is, because I believe human are spiritually lazy. Human would rather be lied and be talk bull than to accept the fact and do some mental gymnastic. I'm not asking you to write the 520-page book. I'm asking you to read it. Again, because knowledge is power, ignorance is evil. I was born with the gift of perception, predictions, guidance. And to those of you who are newcomers, of course, you have the right to be skeptical and to assume I'm another guru. But to those of you who really know me, my faithful student, client, patient, who have been dealing with me, read me for years, I got absolutely nothing to prove to you. And I know from the bottom of your heart, you know who Dr. is and how important his mission is for the world. And that I know from the bottom of my heart. Now, if you decide to go famous, you have to make sure your chart endures fame. Because there is, again, 12 different areas where you can gain fame. And you have to aim towards the energy that God, through the cosmic code, is promoting and endorsing you with. Or the head of the dragon, the gold mine. You also have to look in your chart and find out what stops you. Then you have to look at a planet called Saturn, or the great malefic, the fear principle. And you have to see where Saturn is in your chart by house or signs to battle with him and get him away from you not being active. You've got so many little things that needs to be checked before you can aim for fame. And what's the color of fame? Yeah, well, Venus is copper, is getting the beautiful tan like Charles Bronson, you know. Well, fame is Leo. During the day, every planet shies away, only the sun shines. And the metal for fame is the tears of God, or what the Indians call the tears of God, or gold nugget. Yes, that's why you see very wealthy people loaded themselves with gold, gold ring, gold bracelet, gold chain, representing their own ego, so to speak. Selfish love. There is so many little trick that plays part. There is rituals that can be also performed. Let's say, for example, you move into a house, and the next thing you know, you can't sleep. You become depressed. You feel that there's something there that is not right. Well, guess what? You're supposed to take your shower every day and brush your teeth every day. Oh, you clean the house? Oh, yes. Hell yeah. You use your vacuum cleaner, you get rid of the dust. But that ain't going to get rid of the spirits of somebody that died in this house, or all the fight that took place between the young couple who finally divorced. That's not going to erase the cries of the children being molested in this apartment or this house. Or maybe the house is built on a very specific spot where one of the worker met with his demise and died, and the spirit is still hanging around. No, you have to clean up the physical manifestation and the spiritual manifestation by doing some specific Kabbalistic healing, Kabbalistic cleansing. And that's what I offer. It should be the law for anyone who moves into a new house. Now, first of all, being responsible, before leaving the house of hell, the person should clear off for the next owners. And you should clean up the house you're moving in. And Kabbalistic rituals are so powerful that they clean the entire block. Yes, don't laugh about metaphysics. Because you do not see it, because you don't understand it, because you can grasp it, does not mean it's not there. You know, sometimes trying to explain my methodology in metaphysics is like trying to explain to a child that the sun can go through the window and will not break the window, and the kid will still feel the warmth behind the window. How do you explain that to a child? Are you going to use scientific means? Ain't going to work with a child. Mom, how come the sun goes through the window and it doesn't break it? And I still feel the heat behind it. Or another child says, Mom, guess what? You lied to me. Oh, honey, why would you say that I lied to you? Well, we are in the ocean. Look how big it is. You told me there was fish in the ocean. Because the child doesn't see any fish in the ocean doesn't mean there is no fishes. Do I have to use simple terms like this to get to you to make you aware that there are forces at work that are extraordinarily powerful? They can work for you or against you, and you better be aware of those forces because they can make your life misery or turn your life into a total success. It's just a matter of knowledge, because knowledge is power. Ignorance is evil, and it's a matter of asking in order to receive. One can increase his vibration, as I said earlier, with great eating habits, regular exercise, positive thinking. Your body is nothing else than a battery. You're feeding it with oxygen, prana. You're feeding it with foods. And the next thing you do, you're going insane with your thought process because your girlfriend or your boyfriend or your wife dropped you for someone else that's better than you. Or not. Guess what? You have to be above anything that is thrown at you. Life goes too fast. It's already Thursday and I'm talking to you again. There is no time to fight. There is no time for depression. There is no time to wonder about something you wanted and God decided not to give it to you. And very often when somebody kicks your butt, it is a liberation. It is not a loss. So get the information, get the experience, and move on with a better attitude so that when you meet someone else, you do not repeat the same mistake. Be positive. Imagine your life like being an electrical plug. One is positive and one is negative. And you have the power. Either you're going to plug yourself in intelligence, education, love, understanding, creativity, all the beautiful energy of light and love. Or you're going to just plug the other way, getting depressed, constipated, upset, insecure, crying, name it. No. You are much more powerful than what you really think. You are the marvel of creation. You're responsible for a body, for a mind, and for your soul. You're very responsible. And never forget, you came to this world alone. And you will exit this world alone. And all along, you have no time. No time to waste. Every single day, talk to yourself. What is it I did today to make my life better? What is it I did today to make someone feel better? Now, sometimes kicking somebody in the butt actually is helping that person. He goes both ways. Okay? No, I see life pretty much like going every day in my audition room. You know, all the big work is done. All the workers are gone. I just have one more guy that is coming to finish all the little things. But for some reason, he's undergoing some trouble right now. And he didn't show up for like 3 or 4 days. So every single day, I go over there and I do something. I clean up the tiles. I use some caulking. I put some handles on the doors. I paint. I scrub. I cut. I nail. I do all sorts of little things. And I'm looking, when my day is over, I'm looking at what I did. That is on a physical level. But in case you do not know, every single day there is somebody on my phone. Every single day I have to make a rule to at least do one reading a day. And that reading can last 1 hour to 1.5 hours. And sometime right now I'm dealing with a full family. The mother, the children, the husband, the brother, the sister, the grandma, even the pet, if I let it do, I would have to do a reading for. So my days goes really, really fast. By the time I turn around, it's time to eat. And I forgot. By the way, you know what I have in my stomach today? I had 1 cup of tea this morning and 1 banana. Yeah, but the banana is extra. I don't usually have a banana, but Tarania was harassing me to drink more water and to get some sugar, some fuel in my system. And guess what? I worked. I don't leave to eat. When my stomach starts to scramble and make noise, it's talking to me. Gumbra, gumbra, gumbra. Oh, I got a rumble belly. Oh, he's trying to tell me something. Oh, it's time to eat. So, I get out there and I eat whatever my baby's making me or whatever I make. And we bake our bread because I love French bread. So, we are a machine of habits. We are machine of habits. You heard me. So it's very, very important for you to build and maintain proper habits. If you want to be beautiful, well, you better have to think you're beautiful. And you have to believe it. Even the ugliest person that I have ever seen physically, and trust me, there is some ugly duckling out there, okay? I still see the beauty of their soul. It's not always what the eyes can see. It's what the third eye can perceive. Because there is beauty in every one of us. But life can be very, very trying, very hard for many of us, especially with this deplorable economy. And by the way, finally, August is here. And for those of you who read my newsletter, one of my most obvious, well-documented predictions came to pass when I said 2 years ago in December 2007 on Coast to Coast, with 15 million people listening to the show, that America was going to go through a terrible economy that will end in August 2009. A year ago, Dr. Thierry again did it and put his signature. And for that, I'm not looking for, oh my gosh, you're the greatest, Dr. Thierry. I don't have any spiritual pride. I'm just trying to make you aware that if I can do this, maybe you should heed the rest of the story about yourself and how you mingle and operate in this crazy lost world. Remember, this world is so chaotic. All the laws written in light by God through the sign and the cosmic code have been cast aside. laugh at, ignored, and there goes the big chaos. So more and more people are realizing that we are indeed on hell. H-E-L-L. But it doesn't have to be hell. If you follow Joe Sixpack and spend your time on those popular websites talking about what you're going to eat tonight, or trivial, stupid little things, instead of investing into education and the spirits. Well, if you're that type of person, and I doubt very much this type of person would be listening to me right now, they would be still on Facebook talking about bull. Then I have hopes. I have hopes. Because if I can reach you and bring some common sense and make you aware of the importance of education and respecting the faith and the tools of God, again, as He intended us to use through the belt of the zodiac and the signs, then I know I did something good for you tonight. Witchcraft is real. And chances are, I would imagine, everyone listening to this show, past, present, and future, carried some serious witchcraft residue to be interested remotely to metaphysics and to regenerate in listening to metaphysics. Surely display some witchcraft residue and the drive and the need to rebuild that long gone wisdom that you develop and build during many, many of your past lives. Oh, trust me. Calling someone a witch in French is a compliment, because it means the hard work spent within many, many lifetimes of a soul mastering the cosmic code, mastering the power of herbs, mastering the power of colors and numbers and minerals. And that is seen, of course, through the eyes of Christianity as the occult witchcraft. There is so much to learn. Now, if you happen to be aggressive, loaded with Aries and Mars in your chart, maybe you should yourself wear a talisman that would tone down the aggressivity of the goddess of love, Venus, brothers, Mars, if that makes sense to you. Bringing yourself colors also will bring your spirit to more peace. If you want health, well, aim towards green, wear green. You want peace of mind and spirituality, wear blue, light blue, opals. If you want more energy, well, wear a red t-shirt. And you wonder why the cops used to stop me when I was driving my red Corvette? Mars, the planet of aggressivity and action, really pop in the eyes. So if you're speeding, that red's going to be, you know, noticeable a little bit more than white, gray, or blue, the color of a regular car. And we come down to it many, many times when I used to stop in public places and took the top off this Corvette, come inside and have a drink, just to come back to my car and look at the hood. Some jealous young soul spit on the hood and throw cigarettes on my leather seat. Now, in million years, you tell me, people, how can you attract something you hate so much? doing so, the young soul is actually arming his very, very remote little chance to own a Corvette. Be happy if Dr. Thierry has beautiful cars and love and everything he needs. Be happy for him because, trust me, he earned it. He earned it. If your friend wins the lottery, hey, he doesn't have to work anymore. He doesn't have to worry about his bills anymore. Be happy for that person. Don't be nasty and upset and jealous because now you're spitting on the millions of dollars. Your actions speaks millions. It's very, very important every single day that you auto-analyze your behavior. Every single day you're on a remote control. You are a peon. You are a robot of the stars. And every time you generate a thought, would it be positive or negative, this implies karma. It's pretty much like you have to walk on a razor blade in order to rebuild your thought and avoid being negative. It's so very difficult. It's pretty much like trying to stop thinking. It's so very difficult to be cautious or analyzing yourself in every word you say has been a thought that needs to be purified. And do you think that takes practice? You bet it takes practice. And you're constantly bombarded every single day. Oh, I got to pay my bills. I got to pay my telephone. I've got to pay my rent. I've got to pay for my car payment, my insurance. What about the kids? Oh my gosh, school starts again. You know, it never ends. I understand it never ends. But look back. How many kids you got? Did they ever miss something? Hello? No, they didn't. You always manage to do it. So, if you're frustrated, if you're upset, if you're in a state of emotion, you cannot think clearly, logically. Your critical thinking has gone through the window. And that's why it's so very important to battle this evil force that wants you to be negative, to be insecure, and to have fears. Well, why don't you just have your questions ready for me? If you like this type of show, you can hit me sometimes with your questions. And maybe I can tell you by looking at your charts what number will work for you, what color will work for you, what talisman will work for you, what type of witchcraft work should be performed with you, what type of cleansing needs to be done for you, what type of career your UCI would endorse, what type of fears you have to avoid, how much money you can make. What about your thinking process? What about your base of operation, your security? What type of love you have to offer? Your service to the world? Your health area? I can talk about absolutely anything under the stars. And as always, when you have a good show, you are riveted to the speakers. Because the host has managed to reach your attention, your spirits, and feed you with vital informations. So you may be just on the waiting, listening zone for the time being. And that's okay with me. Because I am a humongous, upside down, black hole of information that are steered from the depth of the cosmos. Well, we are just a few minutes, 3 minutes, 2 minutes away, 3 minutes away, and I'd like to pass on the microphone to my sweetheart, Charanya, because she wants to talk to you. There you go, honey.
Well, I think tonight's message that Louis had to tell you all basically comes down to one man's magic is another's construction. And magic is believing in yourself, and if you can do that, then you can make anything happen. If you know that it's there, it does take practice, but if you know it's there, it won't be invisible. Otherwise, it will just stay invisible. And I think that the skepticism in supernatural powers can really push the truly needy souls towards Uncle Sam, and that really has such a domineering backbone already in itself. And I wrote another poem that I really dedicate to all of you. It's, I think, what Dr. Cherry has to say about the reincarnation of, what is it again, honey?
Thoughts.
Of the thoughts.
Let me rephrase it to you. I think I will go under 6 feet in the future and people will remember this phrase, this quote from Dr. Cherry. Your future is nothing else than the reincarnations of your thought. And I believe your poetry tonight is evolving around just that, correct?
Exactly. You know, I wrote this today and I guess I was channeling myself. And I don't really know how I did it, but this is what it's about. And I dedicate this to you too, Louis. Come into our star where the magnetism parades about leniently, where the puff of blessings will stuff up your wings. Granted that you appreciate a destined sight and be master of your own sun to uncover the view of all odds and ends and then the perception of another. The naked surveillance behind the veil of the cherry closed book. Resting in its sections is the realization of refinement, meeting of minds, of such an untamed transcendence, weaving together allegiance and sound judgment, all united in power at the cosmos beck and call, amused by the gift and rapture of dawn to dark. Momentarily you're in the direction, so make the scene of your sky. It should be your first wish. You will unquestionably give birth to your calling, only if you desire. And it's never out of the way, it's the present, sunrise to sunset, inhale, exhale. You're aware now, you're already living in hell, so now create the heaven.
And that is absolutely beautiful. What a beautiful Mercury in Pisces, Charanya, as he inherited. The mental process is into the very creative, poetic energy of Pisces. And that girl is just a blessing of love and spirituality. I couldn't find better. And I just, you know, it was my wish. It was my wish to find true love. Was my wish to find a mate that is highly spiritual, clean and fussy, and God knows that girl is clean. I think she was born with a vacuum cleaner in her hand. Blame it on a Virgo rising and hidden dragon in Virgo. So this is pretty interesting to have a freak clean maniac in my house. Especially when you have two dogs and two cats. As a matter of fact, last night we had a little accident here. Might as well tell you.
Well, this is how it was. I went in there this morning. I looked on the leather sofa. And I had to look closely. I didn't know if that was spaghetti sauce or what it was stuck on the seat. And then it hit me.
Yep, that was Cesar, my old friend Cesar, my 12-year-old Persian. He's like an old guy, so he doesn't know when he goes sometime, I guess. So he did his stuff, and then we
made a boo-boo.
Big boo-boo, yes. We spent 10 minutes with alcohol to clean all that up. Hey, well, that's what you get, I guess, when you get old. As long as it's not me, I'm fine.
I knew it wasn't Louie.
Oh, God, thanks for that. All right, ladies and gentlemen. The beauty of this show is that we can approach any topic and talk about it and be happy with it. So what I'm going to wish you is certainly a very beautiful night. And hopefully we shall see you next Thursday. Until then, may God bless all of you. Good night, everybody.